Hey, what's going on, everybody? What is happening in the world of post-2020? I don't know. I've really been out of the loop for the last little while. It's hence the reason I haven't posted in a while. I gotta get back on a good schedule, though. It's just been so chaotic lately. Welcome back to everybody who's listening. If you're now listening, if you're tuning in, if you're going through old posts, this is it. This is where we keep tabs of the latest conspiracies, the top five conspiracies on Reddit Conspiracy. This is what you guys believe. What you guys believe is the top conspiracy of the week, of the month, of what's happening. And as I analyze and dig into these top posts, I also do live fact checking. This is episode number 3, so let's get it. I'm your host, X. Today is July 4th, Independence Day in America, a very, very significant day to the American people. A lot of things have changed since our last Independence Day. I'm not American, to say the least. I'm from Canada. We just celebrated Canada Day. And it was just Canada Day. I don't know. I don't really browse the internet or the news too much or watch TV or even listen to the radio. I can't be bothered anymore. Everything is all, to me personally, everything is all propagated in a certain fashion. So it's... things are different now. Times are changing, and we got to get with the times. Podcasts are still cool, where, like, I'm not sponsored by anybody, nor do I even care if I'm sponsored by anybody. I'm just trying to get a voice out here of an uncensored opinion, which is very rare, an unbiased opinion where I don't have no advertisers telling me what I can and can't say. I don't have no platform telling me what I can and can't say. I mean, you could put restrictions and guidelines, but this is the world that we're living in. We are living in a world that is controlled by technology and is limiting the voice of the people. It is limiting. It's not limiting, but it's making people scared. It's maybe people worried, like, what can I cannot post? What can I post and what can I post? What can I not say? What can I say? We already went through 2 years of a very interesting time. It's already said and gone, but we're never going to forget at the end of the day. Time's going to keep going forward, and that's what we got to remember, to keep moving forward inside life. And we're definitely not going to forget what happened. We won't forget what they put us through and what transpired over those 2 years. And the truth will come to light. They can't hide forever. So when I say they, I think you guys know who they are. They's everywhere around us. So, yeah, they can go, I gotta be politically correct these days. I'm trying to do it as my own self journey, self learning is, watching my language and trying to stay PG with my language, because curse words and all those things are, they're not as cool as they seem. It is, you grew up cursing up a storm and just not caring, you become completely unconscious of the things that you really say. So you got to be really hyper aware of the words that you bring out into this universe. Everything is all interconnected. And you end up with a potty mouth. It might just get you in trouble one day. You might be cursing up a storm in front of some kids, and those kids start cursing up a storm in front of their parents. And that's just how the cookie crumbles. So let's get it cracking. Let's go start with, this is how we run it. To those who are now tuning in, we go through the top five conspiracies on Reddit. And this is this week, the week of July 4th. So we're going to start with number 5. Let Let me go. I'm just counting down here. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there seems to be a repetitive theme going on here. But oh. There seems to be a repetitive theme going on here. So let me let's see what we got going on. You guys will soon clue into what's going on. So this was posted 6 days ago. The title is, there should be a massive protest to demand the Epstein-Maxwell client list be revealed. So this was posted by user Q+17. It's been awarded, has multiple awards on it. A little suspect, but it is what it is. It's top five. It's what you guys thought. We got 4.3K likes and almost 400 comments. So the people are talking. So the post goes like this. Crimes against children were organized on behalf of the world's most powerful people. Humanity deserves to know who these monsters in power are so we can drain the swamp. Interesting. I don't think there's much really research to really do on this. I've gone down these rabbit holes of child sacrifice and the elite and human sex trafficking rings, and you know, it's a very, very dark hole that really touches a nerve. It makes you appreciate life in all forms, from all ages. It makes you appreciate life a lot more, and I think it makes you appreciate children. I think probably like in my mid-20s, I used to hate kids, and like they were just annoying. I didn't have much siblings or younger cousins or family members growing up, so just like any little kid, like, what the hell, like I see them riding bikes, just doing hooligan things. And it's just stuff, it's just, I don't know, kids just were weird to me. So ever since going down this rabbit hole, I think there's a lot more to me going down this rabbit hole, but this is definitely a very significant one. I wouldn't advise this rabbit hole for anybody to go down, but if you're listening to this, you've definitely been down this rabbit hole one too many times. And it's something you can't dwell upon too much because it gets really heavy, really dark, real quick. And all you're left with is asking why. And eventually you'll find the answers to why. And I'm not here to tell all, because it's a very, very, very long, long explanation journey. And connecting the dots has been an interesting journey for myself, to say the least. But yeah, the child sacrifice, it's definitely a thing. There's you can't they can't hide it anymore. They cannot hide it anymore. They control everything. You have to ask yourself, if you have all the money in the world, you own all the media, and you own every single bit of information that the general public follows, what do you really do behind the scenes? How can you use that? How would you use that to benefit your own desires, fantasies? We all have those at the end of the day. We can't. It's human nature that we have desires, fantasy, needs. And the needs that some of these ultra-rich elite have are far beyond what us normal folks desire. Like a new car is something we desire. These guys have so much money, they have absolutely no idea what to do with it. You can buy a new car, they can buy countries, they can buy islands, they can buy anything they desire. You must ask yourself, you probably already asked the question, what's next? What is next? What what is next after buying money? Power? Yeah, definitely power is up there. But then when you attain that power, the money, I believe that money comes with the power. Once you have billions of dollars, you have that power for you not to care too much what people think about you, or to care about anything, to be honest. To care, well, mainly not to care about the thoughts of other people, because you can literally drown it out with your money. So what comes next after power? It becomes like a game. Life becomes a game of what you can acquire, what you can get away with at that point. I think we all know too well in media and the news that the only people, crimes are basically, small petty crimes are basically a punishment for the poor. For the rich, we parking in a handicapped spot, that's just a fine. They can pay that with money. Drinking and driving, a DUI, they pay that with money. Money pretty much solves everything for these people. So when you have unlimited resources like money, you gotta ask yourself what's next. And I have a good grasp, a good understanding, a good knowledge of what's next. There's a very good book. It's called The Franklin Cover Up, and it goes into detail of just exactly what money and power does to individuals. And how they get away with it. It's all based on a true story. Boys Town, I want to say somewhere in Illinois. I could be making that up, but Boys Town, maybe Connecticut. That seems right. But all you gotta do is just do a Google search, and everything will come up. But apparently, it's a conspiracy. But yeah, that's what happens when. Everything becomes conspiracy nowadays because they don't want you to know the truth. So yeah, that's number five. Why isn't there a massive protest to see the Epstein and Maxwell client list be revealed? I guess people just don't care, man. They're too caught up with everything. They're too caught up on what the TV is telling them to be pissed off about. There's no, TV hasn't told them to be pissed off about Epstein and Maxwell yet. So will they ever? I don't know. I believe they won't, but who knows? So anyways, we're going to go on to post number four. And yeah, this is a picture. And this is posted 3 days ago. Username Infinite Ether, 3 days ago, a couple awards, 4.9k upvotes and 614 comments. So it's titled, Why Won't They Release Maxwell's Client List? And it's a picture of Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, and you have Ghislaine Maxwell peeking her head out from one of the aisles in the row at, this is at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, by the way. So Bill Clinton is walking Chelsea down the aisle, and this is the photo with Ghislaine Maxwell in attendance. So once again, we have another Ghislaine Maxwell post, a little suspect that these are the top posts of the sub, but I've been out of the game. I've been out of research land for quite some time now, so I don't really know what's going on out there. Nor do I even want to find out what's going on right now. It's just way too much chaos. So I'm gonna just stick to the script and yeah. I know a lot about this photo right here. Quite interesting. Bill Clinton, the president during early 90s, early 2000s. Very powerful family, for sure. Involved in a lot of air quotes conspiracies, ranging from Hitmen to Kill List to Pizzagate to just a lot of things. The Maxwell List. It's really suspect. It's honestly really suspect how they have managed to skirt scrutiny from the general population. They've maintained a clean, squeaky clean image that has yet to be tarnished, and who knows, whenever they decide that the Clintons are done with, maybe everything will come to light. But for now, the Clintons are playing their game, and they seem to be untouchable. I question whether these guys are probably one of the ringleaders, but I don't believe that they have that much power, or their lineage goes back that far. I don't know. I got to do my research on deep down how far back their family goes regarding politics, wealth, and etc. But yeah, very quite interesting. Ghislaine Maxwell. It's not the first picture with the Clintons too, and yeah, I think we already know she just got convicted. Apparently, I think I remember seeing she got convicted for 20 years, and she's the only one that got taken down so far. I mean, it's we got to look at that as a positive that someone actually got taken down, but the investigation was kind of a hush-hush behind closed doors. Do we even know if she's in prison? I mean, they could just be telling us that. This could all be smoke and mirrors, a deception. Where's the photos? Where's the videos? It's nothing. I mean, we're just trusting their word that she's in jail. She can be in a 5-star resort for all we know. She could be on another island. We don't even know that. The newspapers say she's in jail, and we believe that. We're so gullible that we believe that. But yeah, who knows? I honestly don't believe she's in jail, but it is what it is. I'm not gonna lose a day of sleep because of that. But yeah, that's number 4. Now here's an interesting one that I haven't seen yet, and this is posted 5 days ago. A couple of words again, 4.9k upvotes and 225 comments, so kind of skewed, but it is what it is. This one is a picture of apparently a girl named Serena Shim. It says, "Hi, my name is Serena Shim." It's addressed in a meme format, which suspect again. If you're going to present information, why would you use a meme format for it? So this kind of reeks of some disinformation, but we'll go with it. "Hi, my name is Serena Shim. I was an American citizen working as a journalist in Syria. I exposed the Turkish government aiding ISIS on live TV. 2 days later, I was killed in a car accident, and the U.S. government has refused to investigate my death." All right, so I'm just doing a little bit of digging right now on Serena Shim. Let's see what I can dig up. So she has a Wikipedia page. You guys already know how I feel about Wikipedia, but we'll go on. So I don't know. This kind of felt like, kind of made it seem like this was recently that this happened. But from what I see, she said she was born October 10th, 1985, died 19th October 2014. She was a Lebanese American journalist for Press TV. She was covering the siege of Kobane. So I'm just going to go see what that's all about. "As a war correspondent, she was killed in a car crash in Surak 2 days after she reported that Turkish intelligence had accused her of spying." So she was born in Michigan, U.S., in the U.S. She was American. She went to American University of Technology. Is that UTI? I'm not too sure. And yes, she had 2 kids. She died at the age of 29. Rest in peace. She moved to Lebanon after her parents' divorce and lived in her father's hometown. So she was Lebanese, that's for sure. So apparently she worked for Press TV in 2007. During her career, she reported from several countries, in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Ukraine, and Turkey. On October 17th, an on-camera segment for Press TV, Shem said she was accused of being a spy by Turkish intelligence. Shem reported she had been threatened by Turkish authorities by saying, "I'm very surprised at this accusation. I've even thought of actually approaching Turkish intelligence, and because I have nothing to hide, I've never done anything aside from my job, and I'd like to make that apparent to them. However, I'm a bit worried because, as you know, and as the viewers know, that Turkey has been labeled by Reporters Without Borders as the largest prison for journalists, which is, I'd like to say that's a fact. So I'm a bit frightened about what they might use against me. We were some of the first people on the ground, if not the first people, to get that story. Militants going in through the Turkish border. I've got images of them in World Food Organization trucks." Wow. Wow. World Food Organization. Man, it's this world, man. I don't know what to tell you guys. I really don't know what to tell you guys. I think I'm I don't know, these three-letter agencies, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, I already said the United Nations, NATO, all those guys out there, all those globalist entities. I mean, if you don't know what I'm talking about, their goal, I mean, whether you like it or not, their goal is to harmonize the whole world, apparently. But if you read between the lines, you really see what they're actually trying to do is spread chaos around the world and to push their agenda. Yeah, it was very apparent that they were militants by their beards, by their clothes they wore, and they were going in there with NGO trucks. NGO, non-government official trucks. That's like, whatever, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. These dudes, these three-letter organizations have amassed so much power. We have absolutely no idea. They can do anything in the guise of their flag, their symbol, and we just sit back and allow it because they say it's okay, because it was in the name of the UN, it was in the name of NATO, it was in the name of CIA, it was in the name of FBI, whatever, M16, all those guys. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I see her death. Shem died October 19th, 2014 in Zurich, Turkey at the age of 29. She died after a head-on collision with a large cement truck, providing a photograph to support their report. Shem was in a rental car sitting in the passenger seat, driven by her 16-year-old cousin, Judy Irish. Shem was returning to her hotel after an assignment in Zurich. Irish blacked out after the car's airbags deployed, but she did not sustain life-threatening injuries, suffering only a broken nose. Irish was taken to Zurich State Hospital. In 2016, Irish said a truck hit her from behind and ran them off the road, and she did not collide with the truck head-on, Irish told Fox News. "I was driving in a three-lane highway, one-way highway in the fast lane. I could see the semi-truck that was behind me in the middle lane, and he was going very quick, and he sped up in front of me and cut me off, making me crash into him." According to the truck driver, Irish was traveling at a very high speed, went out of control, entered my lane, and came under my truck. Man, so, you know what, that makes no sense. A lot of contradictions here. If his semi-truck, so if Irish was traveling at a very high speed, who knows? If she was traveling at a very high speed, her distance from this truck would be a lot greater, because a lot of these trucks are governor limited or can't even drive over the damn speed limit. So she should have been very far ahead of this truck. Who knows? Everything's up out. I wasn't even there. I'm just making this stuff up. But yeah, regardless, unfortunate situation. So yeah, that's Serena Shim for you guys. I mean, not much to her profile here. Wikipedia is like the end all be all for a lot of these guys. It's, I'm pretty sure it's run by the CIA as well, so take what you want from it. The United States, let's see what they had to say. Reactions. U.S. Representative John Conyers sent Shim's family a condolence letter. In November 2014, the U.S. State Department told Fox News it does not conduct investigations into deaths overseas, but they closely monitor all investigations into overseas deaths of U.S. citizens. In November 2016, a State Department official said, "We extend our deepest condolences to her family and friends." Yep. Well, there you have it. Mint Press News. Yeah, well, the siege of Kobani was a ISIS attack on 2014 in the main city of Kobani in northern Syria. So, yeah, I'm pretty much done talking about this. Let's move on to the next. Number three, I think we're on to number three. Let's see what we got here. Number three. You know whose bank account will never be seized? Oh shoot, my bad guys. This is post number three, 6K upvotes, 149 comments, suspect once again. If it was that hot, there'd be a lot more comments. 6K? I mean, let's look back at post that Ghislaine Maxwell that had 5K comments. Our 5K upvotes with 600 over 600 comments. This one here, this is actually post number two, to be honest. Yeah, this is number two. Todd, this is number two. My bad. Number two. So 6K upvotes, 145 comments. Massively suspect. Posted one day ago by Barnum Ticello. I ain't even gonna go to your username, dog. I don't even care. But I 9-month-old account, whatever. So it's a Twitter grab of a dude named Tim Young. Tim at Tim runs his mouth, and it's titled "The Real Part of the Problem." And in the tweet, it says, "You know whose bank accounts will never be seized? Member of Congress who got rich from insider trading." All right, cool. Tell us something we don't already know. Is this just looks like a post that wants to just get people pissed off at the government again about the elite. Is I think it's it were being trained. It's being it's designed to happen like this. And this post, I'm already I'm calling this one out. I haven't really called out any posts at all since I've been doing this, but I'm calling this post out for complete disinformation propaganda. Not even disinformation, because it is true. It is true. What he's saying is true. You know whose bank accounts will never be seized? Member of Congress who got rich from insider trading. It's just facts, man. It's facts. If you're in that position, I bet you do it too. You just never had the opportunity. But this is just another post to get people pissed off and to just anger them, fear, make them scared about the government. Is basically saying, "Ha, we have all the power and you can't do anything about it." That's the image you're trying to portray. So this is complete not disinformation. What do I want to call it? Propaganda. This is complete propaganda coming from who? Who knows? This could either be Russia. This could be your own CIA. This could be on your own government doing this to you. It could be Reddit for all I know. But this is 100% propaganda. This is propaganda, and you got to be aware of this shit. You really have to be aware of this shit. February 22nd, 2022, at 7 a.m. How? I mean, I could probably go back, and I don't even want to be bothered to look for this tweet, to be honest, because it's just a waste of my time and energy. But I can already tell you guys, this story has been mentioned multiple times throughout the years. So why all of a sudden one day ago this thing has 6K upvotes and only 145 comments? So let me just see what one comment has. So let me see what the top comment has to say. I can't even bother. It's just note to self. Become a member. Like, whatever, man. I don't even care. On to the next. Let's go. Post number one, baby. Which everyone's been waiting for. Post number one. What is it? What does this have to do? What is this relating? Is this about alien spaceships? Is this about the New World Order? None of the above. Okay, so this is a post by Willow Shoddy 78864. 1 year old account. Okay, cool. Posted 4 days ago. Couple awards. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 awards. Whatever, no big deal. And almost 13K upvotes and 626. 626 comments, man. Mad interesting. Mad interesting. I don't even tell you guys what this post is about. So the title goes, Pedos Run the World. So this is like a viewer discretion. I don't know. I might get flagged or banned or something from saying this, but whatever. So it says, it's a picture, like a screen grab. It looks like, I want to say it's Simpsons or something. And it's a piece of paper with a big, big bold writing on it. And it's supposed to be like a first person view of you reading this paper with the hands holding the paper. So it goes, not one single person who paid to rape children on Epstein's Island has been arrested. Yeah. So once again, another Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell post. Kind of like a trend going on for the week. A little suspect in my opinion. I don't know what really happened over the week or over the month. I know she just did get arrested, so everything may now be coming back to light. People are now taking an interest in this situation. I know there's a few, there's a big core group of people that don't want this story to die. So that could also be a reason why all this stuff is trending, but it's just far too suspect that the top posts have all been about Epstein. I mean, I feel like we got far bigger problems going on inside this world that don't have to relate, that don't have to take up so much of the news feed on our top, on the top news feed, that should be talked about. But this is not the place or platform to talk about it on. This is your top five conspiracies of the week / month. And yeah, I mean, it's true. I don't want to go, once again, I don't want to go too deep into this. It's a very deep subject, as I mentioned. Everything that was said was, I'd not say not one single person, because Maxwell, air quotes, has been arrested according to the papers. So we'll go with that. Who knows, man? It is what it is. Everyone keep living life. They don't want us to live, but we gonna keep living. That's all I can say, man. Keep looking forward. Keep planning your future. Keep looking to the future. Keep planning out your next move. Don't keep looking in the past. That's what they want you to do, is live in the past. But you got to keep moving forward. And just keep living, man. Do what you got to do. Create. Make music. Learn something new. Try something new. Like this right here, me podcasting, something new. Find a hobby or something that you always want to take up. Do acts of services. Open the door for somebody. Hold the door. Smile. Have conversation with strangers. Ask them how their day was. This world is a lot bigger than you and me. And once you find that out, things start to get a little bit more clear. And you start to realize your purpose inside this life. And there is darkness and there is evil. There's heaven, there's hell, there's God, and there's the devil. And you choose the path. You choose a path on what you want to do. Just be conscious of the fact of the actions that you make inside this life, because it not only touches you, but it touches the people around you. And yeah, just be safe out there, everybody. It's all peace, it's all love. And you guys have a good night. X is signing out.